You're listening to Sonia Feldhoff on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
It wasn't all that long ago that I talked to you about the figures around miscarriage and stillbirth in our country. One in 4 to 5 pregnancies end in miscarriage, and many also end in stillbirth. I mean, the numbers are incredibly high, and there's a fair chance that as you listen to this, this is something that you've experienced. It's certainly something that Annabelle has experienced, and on today, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day, we thought it would be good to talk with Annabelle. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Look, I'm well. Annabelle, I'm sorry for your loss, but tell us about Miles.
Miles was my fourth baby, and very sadly, he was stillborn at the end of 2018 after we discovered that there was something that had not sort of formed properly in his brain, and he'd actually ended up having a blood clot stuck in his brain. So sadly, the poor little fellow couldn't stay, and he was delivered at the Women's and Children's Hospital by a beautiful team of midwives. And after his delivery, I was stunned by the silence and loneliness which comes with losing a baby, and just how overwhelming the grief was, and started sharing my story, knowing that others must feel the same way, but it's sometimes such a hard topic to talk about that until you really open up, it's it can feel like you're the only person who's ever felt that way.
Annabelle, when you say it's a hard topic to talk about, did you mean from your point of view or for others to hear? Because it seems to me that it can be both.
I think it's definitely both. I think when you've just lost a baby, it's all of your dreams are shattered and you're emotionally and physically at such a low point in your life that to have the courage to start talking openly can almost be too much. And others around you are desperate to know what to do, but sometimes hesitate because they think, perhaps I shouldn't mention the baby in case it upsets the parents further or reminds them or, you know, causes more anguish. But the reality is that when you talk openly, you need to talk about these things that have happened and talk about your baby, remember them and so on. So even though it's hard from both sides, it really does help.
What difference did it make for you? Why was it important to talk about it?
I was worried that Miles's life would be packed into a little box and buried away, and no one would ever talk about him or mention him or include him in the lineup with my other children. And I felt that was just cruel, because in my heart he deserved a spot in our family. And I really just, felt that by talking about him and including him, we were building that legacy.
Annabelle, today is a day where many pause and remember children like Miles who didn't get the chance to, take steps themselves to, they weren't given a chance to have a life. How do you feel about a day where people collectively come together to remember that? Because I'm guessing in your case it's very personal, it's a very intimate experience, but this is a very collective one.
It is, and I think how everyone grieves is very different. And sometimes it's seeing others come forward which can give you the confidence or the bravery to also come out. And often what I hear women say is, I felt that I was being dramatic, or I felt that perhaps, I was lingering too long in my grief or responding too much. And there's no such thing. It is a huge, huge heartache. So I think when you see others come together to remember their babies, it validates your grief and makes you feel like you're not alone, because it can feel incredibly lonely.
So it's coming up to 3 years since you lost Miles.
Yes.
Has that grief that you feel changed in that time?
It has definitely changed. I can honestly say that if you said to the Annabelle that I was just after we lost him, I would not have believed you that I could speak about him on radio without crying, that I could tell my story without it absolutely tearing at my heart and so on, because it is so intense. And the grief changes in that you can actually look back with a bit of a smile. It's not all full of sorrow. And I've fundamentally changed as a person, which I think many people do when they go through a massive life change, you know, a divorce or a death of a beloved parent and so on. And I actually feel that it's a change for the better. And even though nothing will ever make up for the loss of a child or a baby at any stage of pregnancy, I can now see that there are some really lovely things that have come from this. And for me, especially helping others and helping open up the conversations around baby loss has brought me immense comfort as well.
You've been talking with us, and it's a really hard thing to do, so good on you for doing that today. But what will you be doing today to remember Miles?
Well, I have a very strong community on Instagram, which is where I found huge amounts of comfort after I lost him. It connected me to lots of women who'd been through similar experiences, and we all often post a special tribute or something like that. A lot of people like to light a candle in memory of their baby, and around the country there are walks to remember and virtual walks to remember in other states where they obviously can't really get out and about at the moment. And I guess it's just a chance to reflect and, you know, set aside some time to remember him and his part in our family.
Annabelle, thank you for remembering Miles with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Annabelle. Let's bring into this now Arabella Gibson. She's the CEO of the Gidget Foundation.